Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills for Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, let's talk about something we don't always like to talk about, and that is mistakes and failures. We all make mistakes, and yet in a lot of workplaces, mistakes are almost treated like that thing that is just, you know, we have to hide it or we have to avoid it because we're supposed to be perfect. And if we make a mistake, someone's going to reprimand us for it. However, I'm here to tell you that mistakes are sometimes the most powerful learning opportunities we can have in an organization, with our team, and as leaders as well. I created a quote a few years ago really to help people lean into the mistakes and failures that they do make and use them as a way forward. My quote is, "Failure is transformational. Listen to it, learn from it, grow because of it." It's a reminder that when we make a mistake or we feel like we failed, that they aren't setbacks. They shouldn't be reprimanded unless it's something like fraud or, you know, something bad. But these are opportunities where we can look at what happened, collaborate together to learn, to improve, and build stronger teams. Because maybe the mistake I made of a data entry error could be made by someone else if we don't actually look at it and realize there's a system issue. When a mistake does happen on your team, a lot of times leaders' first instinct is to focus on what went wrong, make it a great big thing. I want you to flip that perspective. Instead of going, you know, and saying something about what went wrong, let's ask questions such as, you know, what can we learn from what happened? What can we do differently next time? Instead of focusing on the what went wrong, which is in the past and something we actually cannot change, we can now start a conversation that looks at what can we learn from this so that it doesn't happen again. Remember, this applies to you too as leaders, because nobody is perfect. You will be making your own mistakes and you need to own them. When you own them and you learn from them, you are leading by a great example. You're providing a model for your team to follow. It also helps you model that accountability, and your team will feel safe to, if they make a mistake, let you know and ask what we can do to move forward from it. Again, it's not about the fact that we did something wrong and we want to hyper-focus on that. It's the fact that a mistake was made and we need to understand why it happened. Sometimes you might be thinking Tara made that mistake and it was all her, when really it may have been how you trained her or how that document was written, and it is not about her. So we need to understand, what can we learn from this and what can we do differently next time, or even what is something that we need to fix, whether that be a process or something else. This type of approach does a couple of different things. Number one, it really encourages transparency. So team members are more likely to let you know about problems or mistakes if they know that you will be constructive with them and help them avoid them rather than being punitive. It also does promote growth, because every mistake becomes a stepping stone. It's when you analyze what happened and figure out how to improve it that you, if it's your mistake, or the individuals or the team, really can grow forward and stronger. It can build trust too, because people respect leaders who handle mistakes with curiosity and how can we fix this moving forward, instead of placing the blame or hyper-focusing on what went wrong. What we're doing here is we're showing that we value learning over perfection, and we value making improvements over being very reactive. So remember, this doesn't mean lowering any standards, of course, or letting errors slide by. It just means creating a culture where mistakes are part of the process, and it's not the end of the world, especially if it's just something simple. It's about taking the responsibility, looking at what we can learn from what happened and how we can make it, you know, being more proactive, looking at it, how can we ensure this doesn't happen again or doesn't happen as often, and moving forward in a smarter way. So here's your challenge this week. The next type, next time a mistake happens, whether it be you or your team's, I want you first to own it. And if it's your team, hopefully they will own it. And then I want you to pause and reflect. What can I or we learn from this? How can I or we do better next time? What is a way that we can fix the part of the process that broke down? Share whatever the takeaway is from the mistakes as a group or to whomever, maybe it's a one-on-one, as long as it's looking at how we can learn from it. When leaders own their mistakes, it's not only, you know, that you're modeling that accountability, but empowers everyone to grow and learn as well, rather than being fearful of making the mistake and trying to hide it. That can cost a lot more later if we don't have that good culture. When we turn mistakes into learning moments, especially with you starting with yourself, so you can lead by example, you're not just solving a problem, you're actually transforming the team to think differently. And you and your leadership and your team and your organization start to think forward. So remember my quote, failure is transformational. Listen to it, learn from it, grow because of it. Thank you for joining me for this week's Tip Thursday with Tara. I've just launched a new leadership community for leaders and business owners of all levels, from those interested in leadership all the way to the top. We dive into topics like this and others every week. It is a space to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders or business owners who are doing the hard work as well. If that sounds like something you'd like to be part of, please visit amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info for more information. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.